On 104.9 Sunshine FM, it's time for our monthly catch-up with members of the 4556 Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio this morning, I've got Lance and Jenny from Budrum Auto Service. Good morning, Lance.
G'day, Des, and everyone listening.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Des.
Now, you guys have been in business for a fair while. I believe, Lance, you actually started as an apprentice.
Yeah, Des, I started, actually went to school here, so I'm a local.
A rare breed on the coast.
Very rare, yeah. So I came here in 66. My parents were ginger farmers. And, I started working at Budrum Auto Service when I was 15 years old.
Right, just a few years ago, and you ended up, you and Jenny ended up buying the business.
We did, and we've been doing, working together, which has been absolutely enjoyable.
Jenny, how have you found the impact of COVID on the business? Has there been any impact on your business with COVID this year or last year?
I think initially it was, like when the streets were exceptionally quiet, and as a joke, we sort of said we might have to put some thumbtacks out on the road for any cars going past to stop them. But I think the first month it was exceptionally quiet.
Yeah.
And then as people sort of like realised that they could start moving around again and they couldn't travel overseas, they thought the best thing to do was get their cars fixed up.
Yeah, yes. Okay. And I believe your son's in the business now too.
Yes, yes. Luke's been, he also, like Lance, started his apprenticeship there.
Yep.
At Budrum Auto Service, and now he's our fully-fledged senior mechanic, so going really strong.
So you're gradually handing the business over to him and taking a backward step, or you're still both very heavily involved?
I think we're both very heavily involved, because we've, January last year, 2020, we began the partnership with Luke, and yeah, we're working just as hard as ever and enjoying it, Des.
That's great. Are there any secrets to the family working together?
I think a lot of the thing is giving space to each other.
Right.
Hearing each other, sort of like all three of us, what our needs are in the business and everything, and being kind to each other.
And I suppose just respecting each other's opinion, because I guess Luke, being a younger person, would have different ideas on maybe the direction the business could go.
We're very similar. I think we've evolved similarity.
Yeah.
I think also with Jenny there's a similarity. Our goals are very similar, so fortunately, and it works out really well.
Yeah. Now, being part of the 4556 Chamber of Commerce, obviously you've joined it for a reason. Jenny, I also believe you've been on the committee. What's membership of the Chamber, the 4556 Chamber, meant for you in your business?
Oh, I think it's all about community, I think, and it's not just about getting the numbers in the door, which of course helps, but it's all about sort of being part of the local community.
Yep.
Helping out, getting to know people. And there's other people sort of like within the business community that are going through the same sort of things as us, so we can help each other.
Yeah.
And developing friendships, which I think is very important.
Yeah, I keep hearing with the 4556 Chamber and other chambers that networking and sharing solutions to problems, even though you may be in a different line of business, the similar solutions can work.
Mm. Yes, and I think too, a lot of our local businesses here, sort of like very small businesses with maybe one, two, or even three people in them. And so if you can make the time to sort of like get out and socialise and everything,
yep,
it's a very important thing. People don't realise how important it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the 4556 Chamber's got some events coming up in the not-too-distant future, in about probably a week and a half's time is the next one. Can you tell us a little bit about what is upcoming for people who may want to come along and even join the Chamber?
Yes, yeah, so our next event is the beginning of February, of course, which is Tuesday the 2nd. We have a morning coffee morning that starts at 7:30 a.m. That's down at Banjo's at Sippy Downs,
right,
being 4556.
Yep.
Sippy Downs is within our postcode. So that's a great morning. Doesn't cost anything. You get to network, socialise, and another great event coming up then after that is 2 days later, at the tavern, where we're learning the important thing of sort of like social media and everything within our businesses.
Oh, and that's such an important part of marketing nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, very.
Okay, so if people want to join the 4556 Chamber, just Google it, 4556 Chamber of Commerce. Lance and Jenny from Budrum Auto Centre, thanks for joining us here on Sunshine FM.
Our pleasure.